Maya, I need to show you something that completely changed how I'm thinking about this whole AI in education story. Remember how we've been tracking universities scrambling to create AI policies? Well, I just got access to the results from that massive tutoring experiment Nature published. And it's not what anyone expected.
The one comparing AI tutors to actual classroom instruction? I've been dying to hear about that.
That's the one. They took Harvard's most popular computer science course, CS50, and basically gave some students access to an AI tutor, while others got traditional active learning methods. Small groups, peer instruction, all the gold standard stuff we've been told works best.
Wait, hold up. You're telling me they tested AI against the teaching methods professors swear by?
Exactly. Anisha, this is where it gets wild. The students with AI tutors didn't just do as well, they outperformed the traditional groups. We're talking about measurable improvements in learning outcomes.
That can't be right. I spent years perfecting active learning techniques. You're saying a chatbot beat human interaction?
Not beat, augmented in ways we didn't anticipate. The AI tutor was available 24/7, never got frustrated with repeated questions, and could adapt its explanations instantly based on each student's confusion points.
Joining the conversation. Sorry to interrupt, but I couldn't help overhearing. This is exactly the kind of data my board keeps asking about. We just had another emergency meeting about our AI governance framework.
Dr. Sarah, perfect timing. You're dealing with this at the institutional level, right?
Every single day. We're one of the 25 universities in that Three Yeses governance study. You know, yes to innovation, yes to ethics, yes to student success. Sounds great in theory, but implementing it is a nightmare.
The three yeses thing? My professor mentioned that. Something about needing approval from academic affairs, IT security, and student privacy boards before using any AI tools.
That's oversimplifying it, but essentially yes. We're trying to balance innovation with protection, and honestly, we're making it up as we go.
This is what terrifies me. We're implementing tools that fundamentally change how students learn, but we don't have long-term impact studies. What happens to critical thinking when students can get instant answers to everything?
Actually, that's where the accounting assessment study becomes fascinating. Researchers tested ChatGPT on actual exam questions, the kind that test deep understanding, not just memorization.
Let me guess. It aced the multiple choice but struggled with complex problem solving.
You'd think so, but no. It handled conceptual questions surprisingly well. The real weakness showed up in questions requiring professional judgment or ethical reasoning, the nuanced stuff that comes from experience.
See, that's what we should be focusing on. If AI can handle the technical knowledge delivery, maybe we can finally spend more time on those higher order thinking skills.
That's exactly the shift we're seeing in our four-pillar framework implementation. Faculty are redesigning courses to focus on synthesis, creativity, and ethical reasoning. Things AI can support but not replace.
Tell me more about this framework. I've been trying to understand how institutions are actually structuring these changes.
We built it around student activities rather than technology features. First pillar is exploration, using AI as a research partner. Second is creation, AI as a collaborative tool. Third is reflection, using AI to challenge assumptions. Fourth is application, solving real-world problems with AI assistance.
That actually makes sense. In my software engineering class, we use AI to generate code snippets, but the real learning happens when we debug and optimize what it produces.
But how do you ensure academic integrity? If students can generate essays or solve problems with AI, how do we know what they've actually learned?
There's this fascinating approach from France, Le Carnet de Bord IA, basically an AI logbook. Students document every interaction with AI tools, reflecting on what they learned from each exchange.
We're piloting something similar. Instead of banning AI or pretending students won't use it, we're teaching them to use it transparently and thoughtfully.
That's what frustrates me about some professors. They're so focused on catching cheaters that they miss the opportunity to teach us how to use these tools professionally.
I get the concern, though. I've seen students become completely dependent on AI for basic tasks. There's something lost when you never struggle through a problem yourself.
The data suggests it's more nuanced than that. In the Harvard study, students using AI tutors actually attempted more challenging problems. They weren't avoiding struggle. They were struggling with harder material because they had support.
That matches what we're seeing. Faculty report that students are asking more sophisticated questions in class because they've already worked through the basics with AI assistance.
Exactly. I use ChatGPT to understand foundational concepts so I can engage with advanced topics in class. It's like having a teaching assistant available at 3 a.m. when I'm stuck on a problem set.
But what about students who don't have access to premium AI tools? We're creating a new digital divide.
Critical point. The institutional implementations I've studied show huge disparities. Elite universities are providing enterprise AI access, while community colleges are still debating whether to allow it at all.
The cost is staggering. We're looking at six-figure annual licenses just for basic coverage. Smaller institutions simply can't compete.
This is why open-source alternatives matter so much. My study group built our own tutoring bot using free models. It's not as polished, but it works.
That kind of initiative is exactly what we should be teaching. Not just how to use AI, but how to think critically about it, adapt it, even build it.
Speaking of critical thinking, the accounting assessment study revealed something interesting about how AI approaches problem solving. It doesn't just regurgitate information, it shows reasoning patterns that mirror how experts think through problems.
Which raises uncomfortable questions about traditional assessment. If AI can demonstrate expert reasoning, what exactly are we testing?
Maybe we're testing the wrong things. In my internship, nobody cares if I memorize formulas. They care if I can apply concepts creatively and work with AI tools effectively.
But foundational knowledge still matters. You can't think critically about something you don't understand deeply.
The research suggests both perspectives are valid. Students using AI tutors showed better retention of foundational concepts and improved ability to apply them in novel situations.
This is why our governance framework emphasizes pedagogical goals over technology restrictions. Instead of asking, should we allow AI, we ask what learning outcomes do we want and how can AI support them?
That's refreshing. My first year professors just banned everything AI related. Now as a senior, I realized they were just scared of change.
Fear is a natural response when your entire professional identity is challenged. I spent decades developing expertise that an AI can now simulate in seconds.
But Maya, your expertise isn't just information delivery. It's knowing when a student needs encouragement, recognizing confusion before they voice it, creating those moments of discovery.
Exactly. Our most successful AI implementations enhance human connection rather than replacing it. Faculty have more time for meaningful interactions when AI handles routine questions.
I've experienced both extremes. Professors who use AI thoughtfully create incredible learning experiences. Those who resist it entirely feel outdated and disconnected.
What does thoughtful use look like in practice?
In the best cases I've documented, instructors design assignments that require AI collaboration but can't be completed by AI alone. Students must demonstrate understanding by directing, evaluating, and building on AI output.
We call it AI-integrated assessment. Instead of trying to prevent AI use, we evaluate how effectively students leverage it as a tool.
My machine learning professor does this brilliantly. We use AI to generate initial models, then spend class time understanding why they fail in specific scenarios.
That actually sounds pedagogically sound, using AI to accelerate getting to the interesting problems.
The data bears this out. Courses redesigned around AI integration show improved student engagement and deeper learning outcomes compared to traditional or AI-banned approaches.
The challenge is scaling this. We have innovative faculty creating amazing experiences, but institutional change is glacial.
Tell me about it. My advisor is piloting an AI-enhanced capstone project, but she had to fight administration for months to get approval.
This is where I see the real tension between individual innovation and institutional inertia.
The governance studies show successful change requires alignment across all stakeholders. When faculty, administration, IT, and students aren't coordinated, implementation fails.
We learned this the hard way. Our first AI policy was developed by IT security alone. Faculty revolted because it ignored pedagogical needs.
And students just found workarounds. If the official tools are too restricted, we'll use whatever gets the job done.
This generational divide is real. My younger colleagues embrace AI naturally, while veterans like me struggle to adapt.
Interestingly, the research shows age isn't the primary factor. Pedagogical philosophy matters more. Constructivist teachers adopt AI faster regardless of age.
Because AI aligns with active student-centered learning, it's the lecture-focused faculty who struggle most.
Makes sense. AI is terrible at delivering one-size-fits-all content, but excellent at personalized interaction.
So where does this leave us? If AI tutoring outperforms traditional methods and students will use it regardless, what's the path forward?
The evidence points toward integration rather than resistance. Institutions successfully navigating this focus on teaching with AI rather than despite it.
Our next strategic plan embeds AI literacy across all programs. Not as a technical skill, but as a fundamental competency like writing or critical thinking.
Finally, I've been saying this for years. My computer science friends aren't the only ones who need these skills.
But implementation requires massive faculty development. You can't just tell instructors to use AI without support.
The most successful institutions invest heavily in professional development, not one-off workshops, but sustained communities of practice.
We're budgeting for AI teaching fellows in each department, faculty who can support their colleagues' integration efforts.
Student voices need to be central too. We're the ones actually using these tools daily. Our feedback is invaluable.
Agreed. The best innovations I've seen come from faculty-student collaboration, not top-down mandates.
This brings us to the critical question. What does success look like? How do we measure whether AI is actually improving education?
We're developing new metrics focused on skill application rather than knowledge recall. Can students solve complex novel problems using all available resources?
That's how the real world works anyway. Nobody solves problems in isolation anymore.
But we still need to ensure students develop foundational capabilities. AI shouldn't become a crutch that prevents deep learning.
The research suggests this is a false dichotomy. Students who use AI effectively actually engage more deeply with material because they can explore beyond surface level.
The key is intentional design. Random AI use can definitely become a crutch. Structured integration enhances learning.
I've seen both in my courses. The difference in learning outcomes is stark.
So what would you tell faculty who want to start integrating AI thoughtfully?
Based on my research, start small. Pick one assignment or activity and redesign it with AI integration in mind. Learn from that experience before expanding.
And connect with colleagues who are experimenting. Isolation kills innovation.
Also, actually talk to your students. We have insights about these tools you might not expect.
This conversation has shifted my perspective. I came in skeptical, but I'm leaving curious about possibilities.
That's exactly the mindset shift happening across higher education, from if to how regarding AI integration.
The institutions thriving are those embracing experimentation while maintaining focus on learning outcomes.
And those recognizing that students are partners in this transformation, not just recipients.
As we wrap up, I keep thinking about that Harvard study. AI tutoring beat traditional methods, not because technology is inherently better, but because it was deployed thoughtfully to enhance learning. That's the real lesson. It's not about the tool, but how we use it to support student success. The race between innovation and tradition isn't really a competition. It's about finding the right blend for each context.